The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Hanging out too much with Sal. That is a very popular and appreciated response on social today, explaining why Marty sounds like he does here on Sabres Live.
There's been some great response. I just realized why you asked me if I was singing with Gilbert Perreault, because that's what somebody responded. Singing Elvis with Gilbert Perreault, I didn't see it first. Hanging out with Sal, that is something that I would love to do. I don't think I've played golf with Sal. I've hung out with Sal. Did not lose my voice from hanging out with Sal. So that's big. Too much smoke from the Yule log fireplace all day yesterday on repeat. That is a great, great response that I got. I actually put it on the screen, and then, you know, my kids walk by and they're like, why is there like a fireplace on the screen when we actually have a fire going on in the actual fireplace right now? I'm like, I'll be coming on the screen in a little bit here. Just let it play. And that was good.
Did you have a candle to go along with it? A fireplace candle to complete the trifecta?
No, I did not have the fireplace candle going on, but the Yule
log.
That's
our oldest running joke, isn't it? Pretty much.
It was the first gift exchange?
I feel like it was.
I think it was the first gift exchange.
How does that tie in with 2024? My daughters got me some beautiful candles.
Oh,
for Christmas,
good.
And the marquee candle of the group, Honey Crisp Apple scent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they're the best. They're the best. Honey Crisp are the best.
Yeah,
definitely.
So.
And by the way, I know we're talking hockey, whatever.
World Junior update. Are you obligated here, I think?
Yeah, World Junior's update. So Slovakia and Sweden are the very first game of the tournament today. So the Sabres do have a prospect on each team, with Maxim Sturbeck on Team Slovakia and Anton Wahlberg with Team Sweden. Well, Slovakia is up 1-0 in the first period, and Sturbeck got a secondary assist on the Slovakian goals. So he's up and running. Michigan State, a defenseman that has had a really, really good couple of years in college.
Does Sturbeck rock a beard the length of Santa's, because this is his fourth World Junior?
So he's just kept on going?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? The U.S. goalie, Trey Augustine, is in his third World Juniors, which is three is a lot. Two is possible. Three is a lot. Four is unheard of. I mean, four, you basically go as a 16, 17, 18, and 19-year-old. So for Maxim Sturbeck, yes, maybe with Slovakia, that's a little bit more likely, because if you're good, young, they'll want you on. Like, you're not going to do that with Team USA and Team Canada very much, but he's getting another look, and he's on the board for Team Slovakia.
Sabres Live World Junior Updates, presented by Plowmaster 43.
Oh, can I tell you something that happened, though?
In your driveway or business. Yes.
That was a power play goal. And who took the penalty for Sweden?
Wahlberg.
Anton Wahlberg for tripping. So our Sabres prospects are in the score sheet already in the first game. one way or another.
You can look at my sweatshirt. No joy. No joy for Wahlberg being in the box for that one. So
that is a, you have to know that that says no joy. Like, I thought it was just like lines. And I like that. That's good. That's a good message.
Name the band. I thought this was a perfect sweatshirt to be wearing for the last 2 days of the holiday season where I was at mentally. No joy. Anyway.
Well, that can't be Joy Wave.
That's a great guess on your part.
I thought maybe Spanish Joy Wave, our friend Dan, but it would be Yes Joy, not No Joy.
Correct. Yes. Did you have something else? I feel like I forced you into a World Junior update there while you were
No, I just want to let people know, look, there is games all day today. Team USA is at 2:30. Team Canada plays Finland at 7:30 tonight. Czechia and Switzerland's at 5. The games are all on NHL Network in the U.S. If you're in Canada, you can get them on TSN. It's a great time of year to see the prospects, and it's a fun tournament. So go and enjoy some of those games during the day.
What a shameless plug that was for your freelance employee.
Well, I don't do anything with the World Juniors at TSN. I'm just letting people know that are listening to the show in Canada, you can't watch it on NHL Network. It's not available in Canada.
Right.
Covering all my bases here.
I have this ridiculously long list of NHL things that may or may not be of interest to you.
They all are.
Are they?
Yeah.
Do you want it in the form of trivia?
That would be fun.
Which of your least favorite netminders had an unfortunate development in his final game before the break?
Ooh, least favorite netminder. Okay. Would that be... No, he didn't play in that game, did he? Jacob Markstrom?
John Gibson.
Oh, injured. Yes. Okay.
Yes. So Dostal had to come in relief. So we'll await an update on Gibson. Right. Exactly. Because I mean, Gibson
They would want to move him. They would want to, like, let's go. Let's get John Gibson out of Anaheim.
Keeping or selling, they would want a healthy John Gibson.
Yes.
We didn't really get as far, and maybe it doesn't require an awful lot more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But this whole Lione thing and him getting hurt in the game against Columbus,
yeah.
You know, they lose 5-4. his pregame comments, the reaction after from Werenski and others. And like, this was not just a single soundbite from Werenski. He was passionately defending his organization from what he felt was a completely unnecessary attack by Line A. And this gets really tricky because of what Line A's been through, right?
So what are you doing? If you're the heartless, gutless person, if you go after Line A because he's gone through a lot of
yes.
You know, he talked about his mental health. Line A's been a great story in Montreal, but over the last 48 hours, whatnot, right before Christmas, even people in Montreal, Renaud Lavoie, who's a great rider with TVA Sport, he's like, that was not the right time for Line A to do what he did. That was absolutely not the right time. People are supportive of him. People have been there for him. And he just decided to just blast the Columbus Blue Jackets organization. That was not the right time.
Yeah. And again, it's a really hard one to manage. You know, and I say that simply from our position in media. Okay, like, what would you want to be mindful of here? Why, like, the question, it always, almost always comes back to why, right? The 5W, whatever. Like, the whole point of media, journalism, whatever, is asking the most basic questions and going from there based on the answers you get. And I think most people would go, why? Why would he do this now? Why would he not identify, if he's this disappointed, frustrated, you name it, from how his time in Columbus went, you almost need to be a little bit more specific as opposed to leaving it out there. I'll let you guys figure out who I'm actually referring to, because by not identifying, you're now bringing down all your teammates in this, ex-teammates. And that, to me, doesn't feel right. And that's why it didn't sit well with Zach Werenski.
And this is an organization that acquired Patrick Laine from Winnipeg when Laine in Winnipeg was like, I don't want to be here anymore. Like, it was almost like he wanted out of Winnipeg, and Columbus was like, we'll take you. And they traded, you know, Pierre-Luc Dubois away. And then we all know what happened with Dubois, but that felt like a very, very unfortunate time and place to be having those type of comments. Wait until the season's over. Season's over. You've had a good season. You feel good. You want to make a statement. You want to reach out to some people individually. Do it on your own personal side. But that felt very, very, very unfortunate at the moment.
Yeah. And perfectly appropriate response from Werenski.
Yeah.
As the longest serving, you know, really. So, I mean, obviously, well, it's hard to forget how long Boone Jenner's been there and, you know, his captaincy, but the time lost it in, you know what I mean? Like, Werenski is the face. And for an organization that's gone through so much in the last 5 months, they certainly didn't need this on top of it, right? Anyway, I applaud Werenski for his passionate defense of his organization.
And Columbus has had a lot to deal with this year.
That's what I mean.
You know, like, I mean, everybody's got a lot on their minds, a lot on their hearts. Mm-hmm. And this came out like, yeah, you're absolutely right on Zach Werenski. That was well communicated after the game.
It's been so hard for the Jackets to gain traction. They have these moments. And by the way, I know you touched on this, I think, a month ago, but it has continued. Sean Monahan's season. Just look at the numbers he has posted. It, losing his best friend, joining that organization, like, he's playing with Marchenko and Voronkov right now, and he is doing so much to help this team. At the same time, like I mentioned, they haven't had their consistency. Damon Severson was scratched the other night. He's got 6 years to go on that $50 million contract. Like, Evason is coaching this team in two ways. Obviously, incredibly mindful and caring and supportive. But he's doing exactly what he has done in the past, and that is tough love it, and it doesn't matter whether you're a kid or a veteran. And I applaud that. It's wild to me what an individual can walk into sometimes unknowingly in your role, right? In any walk of life, let alone pro sports, where you're really under a public microscope. But I think Dean Evason should be lauded for how he's handled so much of this.
I mean, you look at the way that they've created offense. You talk about Werenski and Moynihan, but Marchenko is over a point a game. You know, the Kent Johnson, who has 10 goals now, and you were like, oh, what's his development going to be like?
Look at his games played.
He's only played 21 games. Yeah. He's got 20 points in 21 games. Like, that's pretty impressive. And, I mean, if they could just get a save once in a while, like, their goaltenders all have, like, 890 and below save percentage. Like, it's been really tough now getting a save in Columbus, and they're still fighting. Now, there's 15 teams in the Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm.
16 are playing for 500 or better, and 6 are playing for 500 or worst. Like, that's... Nine are playing for 500 or better, and 6 for 500 or worse. Columbus is right there. They're not that far off the 500 mark.
And I think that's why I'm kind of, it's part of the reason why I'm going down this path. Like, I mean, I think there's probably an outward perception still of Columbus having a terrible year. They're actually not that far from being like level here with a chance to hopefully go up if they had, you know, a little bit more consistency in the form of goaltending.
They could just win on the road. They're 4-11 and 3 on the road.
Yes. And so Columbus is interesting. Vegas has won 4 in a row and 8 of 9. Nashville has quietly, shockingly, just gone 3-0-1 in their last 4 at home.
Mm-hmm.
They're 4-1-1 in the last 6. Maybe they continue to look like the team they were supposed to as the calendar turns into 2025.
Yeah.
Philadelphia has lost 7 of 10. San Jose has lost 8 of 9. New Jersey rolled the Rangers, leaving New York losers of 13 of the last 17. Derek Lalonde was fired in Detroit today. Todd McClellan takes over.
Yeah.
Like, which team takes the spotlight next here when the roster freeze ends or in the way of more coaching change? What do you think's the next big story here based on some of this? And also, just to tie in with the San Jose lost 8 of 9, like, it was a really personal moment for Macklin Celebrini right before the break, got his first home game, so to speak, right in Vancouver.
Yep.
By the way, my habit for the new year that you need to break me of, I got to stop saying right. I didn't even realize I was doing it till the other day. It's annoying, so I need to stop saying it.
You're right. Duffer, you're right. I'll let you know.
Celebrini took blame for his turnover early against Vancouver the other night. And so it's really cool to see this kid who's been so productive, but he cares so much. And I think that's what I love about him. Like, you can see the leadership as an 18-year-old in the NHL. It's pretty awesome. So
I still think the story to keep an eye on is the New York Rangers. They've got Tampa and Florida coming up in the Sunshine State. Then they come home to play Boston. They have Washington and Chicago on the road, Dallas, New Jersey again. I feel like the next 2 weeks in the Ranger land could be very, very rocky and tumultuous. If they go down to Florida and go 0-2 against Tampa and the Panthers and then come home and were to lose to Boston and the way that it's been going, I don't know that you can keep going the same direction. I just don't see it happening. They've got the goaltending. Shesterkin is still one of the best in the league. They can't find any offense lately.
He better be. I think he's lost 9 of 12 since the extension. And again, not entirely his fault. He's actually had some star-worthy games lately where they simply have not
scored. They lose 2-1, whatever. Shesterkin is still third in the NHL in goals save above expectations. If he wasn't that good, Duffer, they would be last in the Eastern Conference.
Right, and a coaching change would have probably happened already. We're back after this. We'll raise a banner. Or no, we'll give you a little We'll give you a little reason why. Are we raising a banner? Or is it just the Bandits on Saturday? Find out. We're right back after this on Sabres Live.